Parshas Vayeila. A very important mitzvah that we're all involved with. Va'ata kisru lachem es hashira azois v'lamdes b'nei Yisrael simu b'chiyam. L'mantia li hashira azois le'eid b'vnei Yisrael. And now you should write this shira, which is a big debate we're not going to have time to go into right now. What is the shira? What is the mitzvah to write? Let's assume that it means the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah in this week's parasha. Mitzvah to write svarim, according to the Rosh and Menachos. The lamda is b'nei Yisrael, and that you should have that mitzvah to teach to Klal Yisrael, which is why many Rishonim hold that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah because they don't have the mitzvah of Limud Torah. Sima b'fihim, put it in their mouths. L'man tia li ashira azois le'ed l'bnei Yisrael. Why? What's the purpose of this? So that this shira, this Torah, in Torah el shira, in shira el Torah, le'ed b'bnei Yisrael. To testify for Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, Hazinu Hashamayim is the Shira, specifically that part. Le'ed b'bnei Yisrael. What does that mean, Le'ed b'bnei Yisrael? Hodo l'ha'at l'soyed b'bnei Yisrael, to testify for Am Yisrael. How is the Shira, how is Hazinu, how is the Torah testifying for Am Yisrael? Understanding the pasuk. I got it. Me too. I've read it over that pasuk a lot of times. Like, oh, this will be a testimony. What does that mean? Like an aid? Like Hagadah's aidus? Like Al Pishnayim Adam Yochum Dover? How do we touch the pasukim? We're now going to write the Torah that this is going to be a testimony for Klaus. Who's being made? But where's the Haggadah? Right? Make sure to be made together. Make sure you gave Hasra. Where's the aid? Where's the aid? There is an inanimate object that sits in the Aron Kodesh, is taken out. Baruch Hashem, we have the ability to delve into Torah Shabbat Peh, but like, there's no aid. So Rabbi Yisai, there's another type of aid that is very relevant to this Sedra. To this week's parasha, an edus that the Rambam is mechadish. Kayadur Rabbi Yisai lefi shitas haRamban, the very important mitzvah that's being introduced in this week's parasha at a very appropriate juncture and time, as we lay in this in Shabbos Slichas, which is tremendous opportunity in Eis Rotzon Rabbi Yisai to capitalize and embark on the mitzvah of tshuva, that we're a little late in the game. That, Rav Ozner says, that the Ramah says that we're noyig to say slichas the Matzah Shabbos before. But the Ramah never said that we're not noyig to break up Bashmoros HaBoker. Meaning that we should have been doing since El, like as far. That they're probably right about. I mean, it's still El is not, so, okay. That's gone. Whatever. Maybe we should add it to the shmooze at the beginning of El. It didn't work out with the calendar. But Rabbi Yisai, the Torah in this week's parasha is introducing a mitzvah that's Karav Elecha Adavar Ma'oid V'fichu B'vavacha La'asoysa Loi B'ashamayimi Loi Merav Eivar Hayam Shavta Adar Shem Elokecha. All the psukim and parashas Netzavim that tell you about this unbelievable opportunity of returning, of to do tshuva. The Rambam says something startlingly, Rabbi Yisai, that needs a lot of explanation. And it doesn't have, to the best of my knowledge, a source in Shas. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, Umayya tshuva, what is tshuva? U'sheyazev achote cheto v'yasirenu v'machshavoso. Person has to leave the world of chet, remove it from his thought process,
The yigmor belibo shulo yasa oid, and he should now concretize in his heart, make a concrete decision that he will not return to that avera. So you got to learn these halachas. There's hilchos tshuva. There's hilchos brachos. There's hilchos tshuva. There's halachas. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, yazav rasha darga v'yich oven amachshavosa. The person has to leave the world of things. V'chein yisnochem al sha'over, and you should also regret the past. Shneemar ki achrei shuva nichamti v'achrei hodaisi. Then the Rambam says something very scary, Rabbi Yisai. Anyone know the continuation of this Rambam, Rabbi Yisai? Chiddush nifla ad l'ma'oid. You know what the Rambam says? You know what you need for tshuva? Tshuva, you can't do it on your own. You need for tshuva? Eidus! Eidus! Who Eidus? What Eidus? Tshuva? Rabbi, I'm not talking to you about my... What I was doing in that back room, or how I dealt with those individuals, or my kibud avayim, or my brachos up until last week, before I never even asked a shaila in hilchos brachos. Now I actually learned that there's actually a laws of brachos, and like, whoa, ouch, magen avram lo sisa brachol vatol doraisa. Ooh, I really hope the chayyadim is right. I know what's going through your thought process, chevra, in that sugya. You need an aid. Dr. Rambam, listen to this. V'yoyid olov yoydeya ta'alumos. Shelo yoshuv l'zeh chachet l'onlom. Let me read that again for you guys. The Rambam completes the Rambam and he says, and you need the yoyid. There's aidus, olov. Who's the aid? Yoydeya ta'alumos. Who's that guy? Oh, I got to meet that guy. Who's yoydeya ta'alumos? Who's your day, Talumos? Hashem! What is Talumos? Talumos is the person who knows what? The hidden! The oilum! The alam! Oilum comes from what's hidden. I don't understand. I don't chap. I don't know why things are the way they are. I'm not the bialim. But it's okay. Because that's what an oilum is. I want to be somewhere else. I don't want to be here. I want to be in Eretz Yisrael. I want to be learning somewhere else. I want to be in a more yeshivish place. I want to be doing this. I want to... I don't know. Whatever it is. I'm here. This is my tafki. The Rebbeinu Shalom knows Yodea Talumas. There's a reason. That Yodea Talumas, that person that knows everything, that knows all the hidden, he's going to be meyid. Shelo yoshuv lezeh achet la'olam. It's like comical. You joking me? I never did Jew before in my life. Never. Woo! I'm reading a Rambam. This is not like a new Chiddush that just came out from Eretz Yisrael like this. This is a Rambam telling me, describing me what Hilchos Tshuva is. Anyone here, can you raise your hand? By a show of hands, who has ever embarked on the mitzvah of Tshuva? You're crazy if you raise your hand right now. It's chat. Shneemar v'loy nemar oido l'kenu l'maseinu yodeinu asher b'choy yurucham yosum the Torah cl- oh the Rambam says you have to do vida finish the Rambam good tshuva needs vida fine we'll talk about that another time. Anyone know how to deal with this and what and you can really read with a straight face this week's parasha ki ha-mitzvah azois le'yurachaykihi. That's great. It's so accessible. It's so great. Are you nuts? Yaideya Talumas is made. They are never going to do this chayv again. Who in the world knows that? What in the world happened to Bechira Chavshis? I don't know what's going to be. I'm not a gypsy. I don't shake the A-ball. That's tshuva. Frekta lechem mishne rabbi yisai. V'im toimer echa kodesh baruch hu yodo lov kach. V'chi loy nishra b'shchira v'yodo. Isn't it your choice? What type of avis is this? Hari omru heim b'kdoshav lo yamin. Kodesh baruch hu can't even... believe in us fully. Hein b'kvesh the pasuk in Iyub says. So who knows what they'll decide? We have bechira. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world with bechira.
So I was thinking, on my way to yeshiva today, and Sammy texted me, we need a shmooze. So I was thinking about this Rambam. I was thinking about this Rambam, Rabbi Yisai, in light of the chasana that was just at. You know, under the chuppah, Mitzvah Hashem, all of you are going to be asked a question. You're going to be asked the question, are these your two witnesses? Are these your edim that you designate to the exclusion of all others? And the chassan has to respond before he embarks on that maisa kiddushin of putting the ring on the finger of the girl. And he says, these are my edim. The practice that we do under the chuppah. Now, there's many different reasons for that. We learned Maseches Kiddushin. Actually, we probably didn't learn that. That was probably a while ago. Based on a Rashi and a Ritva of why we do that, Rabbi Yisai, the minig has become to continue and to have that practice, Rabbi Yisai. I'd like to explain to you why that is. And we touched on this, Jonah, in that shir, in that shmooze for Chayisara. And we spoke about the world of Shidduchim and what marriage is. And the Rambam tells us that there is a contrast. There is a difference, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishis tells us, between marriage before Matan Torah and marriage after Matan Torah. Life before Matan Torah, Adam Poigeya Isha Beshuk, a guy would bump into a girl and say, hey, come here often. Pickup line. What's up? You know, and you'd have different lines, you know, practice all those lines, you know. Wouldn't really matter. Kind of like a, not, just Poigeya Isha Beshuk. And according to many Mefarshim, how do you get divorced before, you have, how do Bnei Noach get divorced? You move out. They're Rishonim that hold like that. Some Rishonim hold that there is no divorce by Bnei Noach. Other Rishonim say no. There's no document. There's no shtar. There's no get. You just move out. Other Poigeya. You move in. You move out. You move in. You move out. We'll go to this community, that community. We'll hop around. We're hopping. We're skipping. The vibe is like this. The vibe is like that. You know, in the yeshiva, see, my son's like, it's not the vibe. It's not the vibe. In Sharha. Vibe. Killing the vibe, Ali. You're killing the vibe. The vibes. That's what life is. Volume up and down. Other Pagea. So the Rambam, what happened afterwards? Then you need Shnei Eidim. You couldn't get married unless what? There were Eidim. But I don't chap, Rabbi Yisai. I was just an Eid somewhere. But I didn't do any agoda. I didn't say anything. Isn't an Eid a witness? Aren't you supposed to give information? Aren't you supposed to testify? Aren't you supposed to elaborate on what happened? This guy killed this guy. Ask me all the questions you want. What color was his shirt? What time of the day it was? Where were you? Who were you with? And make sure all of Makis, there's no Hakosha, there's no Hazama, and we got to make sure the information is correct. Sheva Hakiris, Bdikis, yeah, all of the Sanhedrin. And the Rambam is telling you, it's Eidus. The whole transformation of a wedding is Eidus. How do you understand that? Where's the Eidus? No one said anything. I didn't say boo. There's a different type of Eidus, Rabbi Yisai. We're familiar with the concept of Eidus as Eidei Haggadah, as information. As trying to pin a crime on someone or getting something, information. What happened? When was this loan dealt? And then we need this information. That's all you're there for. That's Eidus Lebirur Hadavar. That's Loi Ivru Sade El Leshakri. That's the Gemara entertains and introduces something called Eidei Birur. We need to clarify the information. What happened? But Rabbi Yisai, under the chuppah, when you're having that conversation with the chassan, you're not being mevarer or anything. Nothing has happened yet in this person's world and this person's life. It's about what will be in that split second. We want you to know, Chassan, do you designate these two Edom, these two witnesses? You know what they're acting as Edom?
and we say in yeshivish terms and lamdish terms, not edus librure, but edus lekiyum hadovar. Edus to substantiate. To make the moment count. To make it real. To make it no longer a reality of, hey, odom poye isha b'shuk, of you come here often, of a one-night stand. No! And Avis Lakiyam Adover. There's a relationship, there's a bond, there's a commitment, there is Kedusha Vitara that now is going on this woman's ring. There's a life of commitment to Kedushin, of what Taisus and Kedushin, that Beis Rabbi says, Harei Mikudesh Esli Miloshen Hektish. And that's why we're going to live our lives based on what is Kedusha based. Lifnai v'lifnim batzvei aleches, where Kedusha and the Aron Kodesh is behind the paroiches. So how does that happen? What makes that whole ceremony? What makes that commitment? Did you appoint these two witnesses? They're substantiating. They're fulfilling this maisa. And making it real, making it count. So the Rambam, that didn't exist before Matan Torah. But once there's a Torah in the world, now things have hiskaimus. Now they last. Now you want to get rid of a kedushin? Now you're going to learn, Rabbi said last year, a whole mesech is getting. With the Eide Chassima and Eide Mesira and all these different, and Shlichus and Toysan, the Chof Kamil, and Toysan Test. Chever, you fail to finish the rest. You sing the rest of the song. Sing it, baby. A ganze transaction to eradicate, and you need new Eidim. You can't just say we're not married anymore, move out. It's not all the Bagei Yishu B'Shuk. It's a substantial relationship, and ad kadei kach, you don't take care of this correctly. Oy vavoy raboisai, the worst problem in the world. Chas v'shalom amzeirim. Mo'uvah shein yochel liskon, you could do damage. The Gemara says, damage, like the worst type of damage, you've never seen a car accident like this in your life. You can't do the worst damage. You will do a mo'uvah shein yochel liskon if you don't deal with this substantial relationship that was created through Eidim. That's why we ask the Kasha to the chos. It's a new type of edus. Edus for kiyam adover. All the edus to make the moment real. Moreover, Aboisai, that moment of kedushin, that form of edus, that process, I believe, is the type of edus that's happening in this Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, and what we're about to embark upon in this new zman of our lives. I don't know whether or not I will commit Lashon Hara on February 13th this year. I don't know if Chas V'Shalom I'm on a break and Rabbi Belozan's not around and I'm not in the zone of sometimes I might slip and I might fall. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not asking that for you like the Mechla Mishnah is asking. What happened to B'chir Chodesh? The end of the Eidus in this week's parasha. V'u'al derech zokto lechem mishneh. The pasuk in the end of Parshas Vayelech, our parsha, Hakilu Alayis Kol Zeig Neishi of Teichem Shotreichem, VaAdabra Bo's name is Advar Mo Ilu, VeOido Bohemes Hashemayim VeSoartz. Correct the Lechem Mishnah. What is this? VeOido Bohemes Hashemayim VeOartz. And the Shemayim and the Oritz will testify. Where? Who heard the sky talk? What information are they relaying? Not the Lechem Mishnah. There's another type of faith. Is an edus to make the moment count. To make it real, Rabbi Yisai. To not be fake anymore in your life. And to say right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as we're holding by this moment, at this moment, I never want to do this again. At this moment, I never want to do this again. And this is wholesome. And this is real. And this is what I mean. This is a foreign concept for our Dor Rabosai. To actually commit to something. Committing to tshuva. The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't want you to say words. The Rabbanu Shalom doesn't want you to go through the motions. Azoy zok the Rambam. V'yoid olov yoideya talumos.
He wants edus. He wants his kaimus. He wants to substantiate this maimed just like we did under the chuppah with the ring and the finger. Did you designate these two edim before you do it? This is real. This is not other pegei yishuv shuv. We're not hanging out anymore. It's not about the vibe. Hey, let me go to a kumzitz here. Let me feel good here. Let me flip this way and flip that way. And a flip-flop reality. And I go to Eretz Yisrael and then I flip this way and I flip that way. I'm doing flips all day. Just swim in a pool, for goodness sake. No. When I embark upon Shuvah Rabbeisai, I realize there's Edus L'Kiyam Adova. There's Va'idu Shamayim Va'oretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, "Va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira azos." And now you're a ben Torah. Now you have the opportunity to live a Torah-dic life. Rabbi say, "What a bracha!" B'sima b'fneim, b'sima b'fiim, zok the Torah le'ed b'bnei Yisrael. You know what it means to embark on a Torah-dic life, to go through tshuva, Rabbi say, with edus. Yoidea talumos, to make that real, it means that you have a life with constant edus. Because I live a teridical life. It's not do's and don'ts. It's not right or wrong. It's not punishments and being saved, Rabbi Yisai. It's a b'charta b'chaim. It's really embarking on life. Things matter. When I make a baruch, bruch ato Hashem, I create a new welt. Create hashpo from Shemayim on this chefzo. I'm being mevarch the world. I'm changing the world, Rabbi Yisai. I'm goizel sabrocha to the welt. You gazlan, Rabbi Yisai. What Rashi say? Goizel, not as a Michael, as a broche. I'm a tafkid. I'm mashpia. When I'm makpid and I learn ilchus Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, I can get kedusha in the world. Menucha, just like Sheish Mei Abrasis. You're a shutuf in my separations, the Gemara Shabbos says. It's not just tshuva, it's tshuva with an aid. With, did you appoint this? Do you know this guy? You know this Rabbi Neshal Elam? Did you appoint this witness, Rabbi Yisai? It's no different. Chosson points to the two aidim and said, did you designate these two witnesses? When you're doing tshuva and you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right now, wholeheartedly, emes, I don't know what will be, but right now, v'ato kisvu lachem, right now, hayoim dal Rosh Hashanah zok bezoyar, Atim nitzavim kulchem hayoim. What does the Zohar say on our parsha, Rabbi Yisai? Hayoim. I could talk about right now in the moment. Hayoim do Rosh Hashanah. It's all about now. The Rabbi Yisrael doesn't want you to be a fortune teller. Did you designate this witness right now? The Rabbi Yisrael. Yes. I'm committed. I'm in. Stop focusing on, I don't know, you know, what's my life going to be? I thought I should have been here. I thought I should have been there. There is chasidus and questions and daigas. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be in the Avar and the Asid. Ba'ato kisvu lachem. Learn Torah now. Write the Sefer now. Not future. Not a plan, or one day I'm going to write the Torah. Just do it. Ba'ato. And then you take that and you control the ata. You make that, you're a bailam on the ata kisvu lachem right now. Then there's edus. Then you see a person living a life, that's a life. A Torah dik a life. A Torah with edus on his life. It's mayin on him. He's not just a heart beating. He's not just flopping. There's a hiskaimus. There's something that's lasting. There's something that's fundamental here. Purposeful. Ein va'ata ela tshuva, Rabbi Yisai Chazal say. You gotta be in the moment. We only have now. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants.
a Kabbalah Lahaba, but now. So what will be is not necessarily going to cancel out my Kabbalah, because right now it was real with Eidus L'Kiyum Adam. A world and a life with Eidus. Two Eidim that are in our party. The Eidus of Torah Va'ata Kisulachem Ve'o'idu Lecha Shemayim Va'aretz. Torah is repeating that this is a life, Yiddishkeit, true Yiddishkeit. And true tshuva is tshuva with Eidus. With the Kodesh Baruch Hu being able to be made, that's my guy. I don't know what will be, but I want to be there. I want that the 613 mitzvahs, all the averis in the Torah of Beisai, that's not on the radar. That's not where I want to be involved with. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo says that's tshuva on the Kabbalas. That's tshuva that's appropriate for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He's fully committed. He's fully in. He's not trying to be derish asidus like the Melacha Mishnah say. He wants sincerity. He wants that maimid under the chuppah. And that's what we need to ask ourselves. Are we ready to designate those two witnesses? Are we ready to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha eid Hashem Elokecha? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's made. Not in Hagodah's Dvarim, in Birur Hadavar, in all the Mishalom that you hear, know about two witnesses coming and the moon and the sun. Yeah. No. This is real. This moment counts. I'm trying to make a real life right now. Mirtz Hashem Rabbi said we should all be misbarach, all be gebench. We should take the opportunity, this eighth rotzen, this next week, Rabbi said. And it's going to be challenging. Because it's going to be tiresome with slichas. But Rabbi said, if you make the commitment and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what life is, and this is what I want, and I mean it, and you could be my witness, and you could be my aid. And I'm giving you, right? Everyone wants the kibbutz, Rabbi say. Guess what? You could be Mechaved the Rabbi Nishma. You want to be my aid? My aid Kedusha? My aid of Kedusha? My aid of Hektish? My aid of my life? And we could have the aid this Mirtz Hashem, Ba'ata Kisvulu Chemes Hashira Zois, Ein Ba'ata El Tshuva, and Ba'idu Lecha Shemak Ba'aretz, Mirtz Hashem will be on the right path to a psak toiv, to a ksiv chesima toiv, a mirtz Hashem, in a week from now, Rosh Hashanah. Shkoyach.